Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. We're in the middle of a teaching series on the Ten Commandments called The Royal Family Code. We arrive at Commandment 5. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Exodus 20, verse 12. You can find the full-length sermon that goes along with that passage at westminsterpc.ca or at my own online home base, matthewbertan.com. Like so many other of the commandments, there is more going on here than what first meets the eye. A standard sermon doesn't have enough time to get into all of the related issues, so this podcast is one way to give a bit more time and space to something that wasn't fully unpacked during the sermon itself. As an aside, another piece is forthcoming about a question I was once asked. Am I supposed to still honor my parents if I was abused? So keep an eye out for that one. Back to today's topic. As a part of my research for Commandment number 5 and honoring parents, I came across a short article called Honoring Your Parents in the Reformation Heritage King James Version Study Bible, published in 2014 by Reformation Heritage Books. The focus of this short article is mostly focused on the relationship between parents and teens, and the tension that can exist when teens are getting older and more responsible, and when parents have a hard time navigating that transition. This episode is me simply reading that short article. I reached out to the general editor of the Reformation Heritage King James Version Study Bible, Dr. Joel Beakey, and he gladly granted me permission to do so. Dr. Beakey serves as the Chancellor and Professor of Systematic Theology and Homiletics at Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary, and he is the pastor of Heritage Reformed Congregation in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But first, let me just mention some of the other articles in this particular study Bible. Coping with Criticism, Enduring Affliction, Raising Children in the World, Godly Contentment, How to Kill Pride, Showing Hospitality, Being a Christian Grandparent, God's Love and Mercy, Defending Our Faith, Facing Sickness and Death. So, as you can see, there are a lot of great topical articles, all about a page long, and the font's a bit small, so there's still a lot there, as you are about to see. Plus, at the end of each biblical chapter, there are some questions to help families or households intentionally reflect on what they've just read as they share their devotional time together. So having said that, and with no further ado, here is Honoring Your Parents, and again with thanks to Dr. Joel Beakey for permission to reproduce it here. Imagine, as a 10-year-old, seeing your 3-year-old baby sister trying to open a jar of rat poison. She really wants the candies inside. You quickly take the jar out of her hands and put it up on a high shelf out of her reach. She is very upset and cries. She thinks you are really mean for not letting her eat some of the candy she found. But you are older and you know better. You know that if she ate the rat poison pellets, there would be serious consequences. She would become very sick or maybe even die. Obeying your parents can be like this at times. Sometimes as children, your parents tell you that you cannot do something that you really want to do, or they take away something that you want to have. You are upset and maybe even think that your parents are cruel. But your parents are older and more experienced than you are. They see dangers and potential for harm and what you want to do or to have. Trust and obey your parents. Respect the father and mother that God has given to you. They know you better and love you more than any other adult in the whole world. Obey your parents promptly, willingly, out of a spirit of love and respect, not simply because you must. God sees your heart, your will. The fifth commandment says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20, verse 12. Paul likewise wrote, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is pleasing unto the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 20. Obeying and respecting your parents can become even more challenging when you become a teenager. Why? The lines of responsibility between parents and children cross during the teen years. When you were born, your parents did virtually everything for you. They fed you, clothed you, and changed your diapers. Now, as you mature into a young adult, you enter a time of transition. You increasingly make more decisions. How to spend your time. Where to drive once you have your license, how to deal with a friend who has wronged you, how to spend your money, and whether to apply for a job or not. You increasingly become the decision maker, and your parents step back and let you mature into adulthood. Two challenges often present themselves during this time of transition. One, Teens tend to overestimate their own abilities and want too much independency too quickly. Many teens are overconfident because they have not yet experienced very much of life's realities and consequences yet. In other words, teens may want to play with and eat poison pellets of temptation and sin because they do not see the dangerous consequences and think confidently, "I know how to take care of myself." 2. Parents tend to resist and give too little independence too slowly to their teenage children. This resistance to let go arises from parents' deep love and concern for their children's safety and welfare and their sense of accountability before God. As a teen, how can you help your parents confidently give you more independence and freedom? By building trust. The more your parents trust you, the easier it will be for them to agree to your requests and to grant you more freedom to do things on your own. How can you build trust with your parents? Be honest with them, even when you have done wrong. Ask for their permission to do things or when a change of plans occurs. Show your love for them. Communicate with them, readily share with them, and be a good listener. Try to understand them, thinking about their God-given responsibility and their deep love for you and your welfare. Pray for them, even that God would help their weaknesses and faults. Trust your parents, willingly respect and obey them. Trust that the Lord Jesus can help you do this. Pray much to God for this. When doing this, by God's grace, you will be blessed as children, as teenagers, all the days of your life on earth, and even eternally. Trust that God's word and promises are true.